for nothing more than for my family to accept Islam. Although their fate rests with Allah, I feel a big responsibility on my shoulders in conveying the message correctly, and I feel very twisted up inside that I am unable to deliver the message in a way that inspires them to look into Islam more. I make dua for them every day that they will at least contemplate Allah, so that they have at least a grain of iman on their side to eventually release them from the fire.
Allahumma thabbithum ala al-iman warzuqhum a'la al-jinan kama razaqtahum hidayat al-Qur'an bil-Qur'an ihtadayt
bil-Qur'an ihtadayt fi rahbihi tahlu al-hayat shawqan ila al-mawla أسلمت روحي للإله نور الحنايا والطلوع لله أعلنت الرجوع آياته تغدو شموع ويفيض في قلبي سنا نور الحنايا والطلوع لله أعلنت الرجوع
My name is Simon Wainwright. I'm 32 years old. I'm married. I currently live in Warwick, which is in the West Midlands in England. And I have been Muslim for 8 years now.
Simon, شاب عاش بأسرة بعيدة عن أي دين. كانوا يعتنقون المسيحية بدون الالتزام بتعاليمها. زرناه في بيت عمه والد زوجته. القريب من مدينة برمنغهام.
I was raised without actually having any religion whatsoever. I don't think my parents were christened either. Obviously the natural religion in this country is to be Christian and being born into Christianity, but as far as I'm aware my parents never had a religion nor myself.
أخي سايمون أريد أن أعرف حياتك قبل الإسلام. كيف كانت حياتك؟ كيف كنت تعيش؟ قبل الإسلام باختصار.
My life before Islam was a life without rules and without boundaries. I used to do many bad things that I used to drink, smoke. It's a bit difficult to talk about these things. When I was younger, I was very ignorant towards Islam. We had a, when I was in school, the first hijabi girl turned up and everyone made fun of her on her first day. And I was one of those kids who were making fun of her. And Allah now feels so guilty for that. I was very ignorant towards Islam as a whole. Especially after 9/11, I perceived it as a bad thing. and I was very, like, say, I have a Yemeni family now, and before 3 years ago, I did not even know that like Yemen existed. So, alhamdulillah, my life is totally different now.
من العجيب في قصة سايمون أنه تضرع إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى قبل إسلامه وفي هذا الوقت لم يكن سايم يؤمن بأي دين.
Basically, I had my supplications answered, and these were all things that led me to becoming Muslim. is that back then I was I didn't have a deen, but I made I prayed to God basically to save me from a few situations, and I can honestly say that I have had my prayers answered, and these are all factors that I have long pondered and thought about, which ultimately complemented me becoming Muslim. It was all things that reinforced my belief in the fact that there is a creator, and you know, to have for someone like me to have my prayers answered at that particular time was it was a very touching situation.
من أرسل الله سبحانه وتعالى لك أخي سايمون حتى يرشدك إلى الإسلام؟
I had in my group of close friends, there was somebody else who reverted maybe 3 years before myself. Through his da'wah, he was able to explain and convey the beauty of Islam to me. From there, I took my shahada, and since then, obviously, my life has been clean and much better. قد سان لي أغلى طريق وهو الشفيع هو الرفيق يا هائما هل تستفيق وترى السعادة والنجاة. كيف نطقت الشهادة؟ شعور سايمون بعد نطقه بالشهادة؟ حدثنا بالتفصيل عن كل هذا. When I actually declared shahada, I was with a group of my close friends, and also in the background their wives as well, all Muslims. And the person that actually went through the shahada with me, he was actually he was not my friend, but he was a very good speaker of Islam, and he said many inspiring things, which on this occasion just tipped my heart just over the edge. For whatever reason I was resisting, but on this day, even though I do not think I was quite ready to accept, I decided to accept just in case I never received another chance in being able to do so. The occasion was quite it was quite important, heavy on my heart. But after accepting Islam and the belief in one God and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as his messenger, I felt like a weight had been lifted off of my shoulders, and I was immediately greeted by all of my friends, obviously congratulating me, and I was obviously it was a joyous occasion. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمداً عبده ورسوله. نور الهداية زار صدري هو مبتدا أنسي وعمري فعزمت للرحمن أمري وعلى خطاها مشي. I had many difficulties, but I dealt with those difficulties one day at a time, piece by piece. I was able to work out bad habits slowly. If I was to have taken it all away, I may have come out of Islam as quickly as I entered it. So for me, it's always been about being moderate and slow, and to try and do things permanently rather than just like a phase.
لما أسلم سايمون عرف أهله على صحبة الإسلام ليبين لأهله أخلاق أهل الإسلام في أصحابه.
After taking my shahada, the first thing was to tell some members of my family, really, of which they were quite surprised, given that my background, none of my family believe in God, I would say. So for me to explain that to them and try and justify that to them, they were a bit unsure about my decisions. For me, my father was my biggest challenge. I don't think he has any belief in God, although I do believe he has some thoughts about the Creator, but I think he would mock me if I actually became Muslim. So only up until the point that I was getting married did I then tell him. And he was the person that I feared the most, and yet he was the easiest person to accept. And he said, if this is the way that I wanted to live my life, then he was happy.
Alhamdulillah. هل تتمنى أن والدك وأخوانك وخاصة الوالد أن يدخل في الإسلام؟
I wish for nothing more than for my family to accept Islam. Although their fate rests with Allah, I feel a big responsibility on my shoulders in conveying the message correctly, and I feel very twisted up inside that I am unable to deliver the message in a way that inspires them to look into Islam more. I make dua for them every day that they will at least contemplate Allah, so that they have at least a grain of iman on their side to eventually release them from the fire. But ultimately it is Allah's will, and I have to accept that.
ممكن تكون ان تكون هذه اللحظه هي لحظه استجابه، ان الله سبحانه وتعالى في هذا الوقت يستجيب الدعاء. فدوركم ودورنا أن ندعو لأخونا سايمون بأن يشرح الله سبحانه وتعالى قلب والده وإخوانه وأحبابه ومن يريد وكل من يحب بأن يدخلوا بإذن الله عز وجل. أنا أعلم أن هذه هي أعظم أمنياته وأهم أمنياته أخونا سايمون، بأن يرى عائلته بالكامل تدخل في الإسلام.
كم عشت والتفريط عادة، ما ذقت في سعادة، حتى اهتديت إلى العبادة، يا راحتي لما اهتديت بالقرآن برحمه تحلو الحياة، شوقا إلى المولى أتيت، أسلمت روحي للإله بالقرآن برحمه تحلو الحياة، شوقا إلى المولى أتيت، أسلمت روحي للإله.
أول مرة فتح سايمون المصحف كانت بعد إسلامه، فهداه القرآن إلى طريق الإيمان، وكانت هذه اللحظات مع سورة البقرة.
One of the verses that I find most inspiring is Suratul Ayah 17 from Suratul Baqarah, in which it's a reminder for us that even though we have been given the light of Islam for guidance and protection, it is ultimately about what you do with it and how you choose to use it. And if you don't see, if you make yourself deaf, dumb and blind to Allah's signs, then you will be in loss when you're in the hereafter, and you don't have any guidance, and there is no other form of guidance that we can take with us apart from the Quran.
الآية التي تسبق هذه الآية في سورة البقرة، الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول: أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين. ثم قال: مثلهم كمثل الذي استوقد نارا فلما أضاءت ما حوله ذهب الله بنورهم وتركهم في ظلمات لا يبصرون.
اسمعوا هذا المثل العجيب الذي ضربه الله سبحانه وتعالى عن المنافقين: شخص أشعل النار لتضيء له الطريق، وهكذا يفعل المنافق حين يسلم ويظهر إسلامه، ولكنه ما يلبث أن يطفئ الله سبحانه وتعالى هذا النور يوم القيامة، فلا يجده إلا هباء منثورا.
The Quran has been given to us as a gift, and we can act and appear as Muslims, but it is ultimately about what we do with the knowledge which makes us true believers, as opposed to being hypocrites who appear to be Muslims.
The first surah that I was given to learn was Surah Al-Ikhlas, being that it was the shortest and probably, if not the shortest, the easiest to comprehend for a non-Arabic speaker. What I enjoy most about Surah Al-Ikhlas is that it states that Allah does not bear any children, which totally rules aside Christianity for me, and it sort of reinforces for me that Islam is delivering the right message.
كان لأم زوجته دور كبير في تعليم سايمون القرآن واللغة العربية، وتعرفنا على طريقة تعليمها لسايمون.
والله في البداية كان يحاول في السور القصيرة يقرأ فيها، وبعد كذا بدأ يتحدى نفسه، يقول لي اليوم ماما صحي لي أي صفحة، وافتح له أي صفحة، ما شاء الله يجاهد نفسه.
My reading is still quite slow, but alhamdulillah, I'm able to understand and pronounce sentences, ayahs correctly. Alhamdulillah.
اللي عنده الرغبة كل شيء يساعد. أنا في البداية لما كنت أعلم أولادي اللغة العربية كانت صعوبة، ولازم نبحث منين ناخذ ملجأ ومنين ومن فين. هن الأيام هذه سهل سهل الموضوع، يعني طالما عندك الرغبة موجود.
كان المدى أشواك حتى كسه الندى، والقلب قد أرضاك يا رب حين اهتدى، يا رب حين اهتدى.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. I've only ever taught myself through just, I've listened to the surahs that I do know. I've listened to continually over and over and over and over again in all of my spare time, especially when I'm driving. I would just listen to the surah three ayahs at a time until I know that block, and then I'll do the next three ayahs, and it's only through copying the Qari that I will have any understanding of Tajweed whatsoever. I will learn the surah, and I will do that just by mimicking the Sheikh.
هو ما شاء الله معه صحبة طيبة، هم اللي ساعدوا على دخول الإسلام، هم اللي ساعدوا على الجلسات، وكثير يعني مشجعين وللآن يروحوا يشوفوهم برضو الاثنين.
أريد أن أعرف ما شاء الله تبارك الرحمن، متى أول مرة سمعت القرآن؟ هل كان قبل الإسلام أو بعد الإسلام؟ وكيف كان شعورك عندما سمعت كتاب الله سبحانه وتعالى سماعاً؟
Okay, so shortly after taking my shahada, maybe 8 years ago, I thought it was important to start learning the obligatory surahs. So I YouTubed Al-Fatiha. MashaAllah, came across many beautiful recitations, but SubhanAllah, the one that I did come across, which was your recitation of which, at the time, I was not aware that it was yourself. And now I'm here meeting you face to face, SubhanAllah. Allah has gifted me today.
جميل أن يسمع الإنسان أن هناك شخص سمع تلاوة قديمة له، ولكن الأجمل أن يتقبلها الله سبحانه وتعالى يوم القيامة.
الحمد لله رب العالمين،
I understand that I have achieved Allah's favor, and I am very grateful for this.
I sometimes feel that I'm not worthy of being a believer in respect of that there are many other good people, many people who are devoted to God's cause, but they are misguided in their cause and it therefore may make their efforts null and void. ثبتني يا الله على طريق الهدى ثبتني يا الله على طريق الهدى فكل ما أخشى سوء الختام غدا.
لكن قبل أن ننتهي وبهذه الأجواء الجميلة أريد أن أعرف أمنية سايمون, أمنية الدعوية, أمنية من ناحية الإسلام, ماذا يريد سايمون؟
I think something which has been weighing on my mind a lot recently is that my father-in-law, so my wife's father, he is still yet to travel to perform Hajj. He is getting old now, so I want to. We keep asking him to. Go, but he insists that he must continue to work, but it's not necessary for him to continue to work, but for some reason he feels he just can't stop himself. So we, if I was to have a wish, it would be for my father-in-law to be able to perform Hajj.
بإذن الله تعالى موقع نون سوف يساهم في رحلة الحج لسايمون ووالد زوجته برفقته.
ربيعي أنس أيامي صديقي بوح أحلامي شفاء الهم والشقوى يداوي جرحي الدامي ربيعي أنس أيامي صديقي بوح أحلامي شفاء الهم والشقوى يداوي جرحي الدامي ولما تهت ثم أتيت لدرب كلام رب البيت وجدت النور والسلوى مع القرآن اهتديت مع القرآن اهتديت
فيشرق صبح والحاني أرتله وأحفظه وأقرأه بمعاني أسير بدرب القرآن